Now, in the Catholic Church that is called Ecce Homo,
behold the man,
right? That's a translation of the word Ecce Homo in Latin, means behold the man. This place is believed to have been the place where Herod the Great built this big fortress. So we've just been to the Pool of Bethesda, and now we are here. This was the Antonia Fortress that Herod the Great built on the northern side of the Temple Mount, named it after his friend in Rome, Mark Antony. That's where it got its name, the Antonia. Okay, the Antonia. The reason why Herod built it is that after he built the Jews the temple, he still wanted to have a place where he can control and see what the Jews do inside the Temple Mount. And that you could do from here, because this was higher. This hill that we're standing on is higher than the Temple Mount. And those towers are being described to be 60 feet high on top of the building. So they could have seen everything inside the Temple Mount from here. Well, when Herod died, his three sons took over the land. The land got divided between his three sons. But the Romans weren't very happy especially with the son who was in this province, the Judea province. So in the year 6 AD, the Romans decided they want to have their own man. And from that year on, we have what we call Roman governors in the country. And because this place was strategically so important, whenever the governors used to come to Jerusalem, that's where they used to have their headquarters. That's where they used to stay. Now we have to remember that the Roman governors used to live in Caesarea. We're going to be there tomorrow morning, which is 60 miles away from here. But during the times when there's Jewish festivals and big crowds coming into Jerusalem, the Roman governor and the Roman army had to be in Jerusalem to make sure there won't be any problems, any riots in the city. So therefore, the governors had this as their headquarters. And that's why we believe that this is the place which is known to us from the New Testament called the Praetorium, or as we call it sometimes, Pilate's Judgment Hall. In other words, the story when they brought Jesus to Pilate, we believe, happened right here. And that's where the trial of Jesus would have taken place. And that's where he took his way from here to Calvary, after he was condemned, of course. So very soon we're going to walk downstairs to what is called in the Greek language, Lithos Stratos, the pavement, which is now 10 feet under the street level of today. And we will see part of the original street level that was here 2,000 years ago. And we also have a place down there where it's believed to be the place where the Roman soldiers scourged Jesus before he took his way to Calvary. In John chapter 19, they call the place Gabbata in Hebrew. Gabbata in Hebrew, and that's what we believe is that place, Gabbata. Even though the Hebrew word Gabbata, we don't know exactly what it means. We don't have such a word today in Hebrew. But that's what it says there in John 19. And they brought him to the place called Gabbata. And then from there, he took his way to Calvary, to Golgotha. So this is actually the beginning of what is called, or what is known as, the way of the cross, the Via Dolorosa. Now you know the Catholics have a tradition of things that happened to Jesus from the time he left this place till he was crucified on Mount Calvary. And that's what we call the Via Dolorosa, or the Stations of the Cross. But that's really a Catholic tradition that was later on, in a much later period, added. That was not in the original Bible. When you read your Bible, you don't have anything mentioned along the way that happened really to Jesus. I mean, yes, he was part of the way the cross was carried by Simon of Cyrene. But there is not such a thing that tells us that Jesus falls down several times, or that a woman wiped his face and things like that. That was more of a Catholic tradition that was added to the story later on. And that's why we talk about the 14 stations of the cross. But the one and the most authentic part of this way is really where we are right now. Because we all agree that this is where the judgment hall would be. Here in the Praetorium, in the judgment hall. So we're going to walk down now to see that. street level and see the place where the Roman soldiers used to torture and beat the prisoners. And of course, we know that that's what they did to Jesus on that day.
Is this a Catholic church?
This is the Catholic church. Also, the one we were in before was Catholic. Almost every church in Jerusalem is either Catholic or Greek Orthodox. You have to get used to it. They were here first. First comes, first takes. That's how it works. That's why you have the garden too. That's the only real Protestant place that we have in Jerusalem.